The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Wake up, it's time to wake up, it's time to wake up. You've had some rest, now it's time to wake up. You feel refreshed, now it's time to wake up, it's time to wake up, it's time to wake up. You've had some rest, now it's time to wake up. You feel refreshed, now it's time to wake up, it's time to wake up, it's time to wake up.
Can you not give Elsa a balloon? Do you know? Because she'll let it go. This song's from the movie Frozen.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Go, can't hold it back anymore.
Yes, that's right. It's time for What's That Noise? Where I play a noise and you try and guess what it is. You have to listen very carefully. And then at the end of the show, I will reveal what it is. Here we go. Oh, what did you think that was? Shall we play it again? Okay, here it is. And remember, at the end of the show, I will reveal what that noise was. So keep listening.
What's that noise?
Do you like taking a walk through the woods? Well, the Okie Dokie Brothers do.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods, to where the winds are blowing free. Through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light. I wonder if you'd wander with me. And I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. What kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. Neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods. I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost, or if the trail leads you astray. The music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. Round up the troops get the gang to come, and we'll leave the streets in these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
Thanks for joining me, Kath B, on the Kids Mix on Fresh FM. Here's a story called Tubby the Tuba.
Once upon a time, there was an orchestra which was all busy tuning up. First, the oboe gave his A to the strings. To the woodwinds. To the brass. To Up and around the scales they raced, helter-skelter, faster and faster. All but Tubby the tuba. A fat little tuba, puffing away, but oh, so slow. Oh, what lovely music, thought Tubby, and sighed. Here, what's the matter, said Peepo the Piccolo. Oh, said Tubby, every time we do a new piece, you all get such pretty melodies to play, and I never, never a pretty melody. But people never write pretty melodies for tubas. It just isn't done. Oh, there's the conductor. First, the violins danced the lovely little tune on their strings. Then they cried to the flute, catch! Got it, cried the flute. My turn, tooted the trumpet. Played the cello, the oboe, the bassoon, while Tubby went oompa, oompa. Catch me, cried the little tune, catch me! Got you, cried Tubby. Oh, you're sitting on me, said the little tune. Poor Tubby picked up the flat little tune and tried to squeeze it back into shape. You clumsy fool, snapped the violins. I'm sorry, Mr. Fiddle, said Tubby. Fiddle, indeed, and the violins quivered with great indignation. You will please address us as violins. Fiddles, indeed. Tubby, said the conductor. Tubby, what is the matter? Please, sir, I thought it would be so nice to dance with the pretty little tune instead of going oompa, oompa all the time. Dance, laughed the violins, dance? Well, really? The French horn quietly put his hand to his mouth and smiled, and the whole orchestra began to laugh. Cried the conductor. Stop it, I say. Tubby? Please, sir, I wasn't laughing. Rehearsal was over. Tubby was walking home with Peepo the Piccolo. Tubby, I just feel so bad. I don't think I want any company. Oh, I understand, said Peepo. Good night. Good night, said Tubby. The moon was out. Tubby went to the river and sat down on a log. And he looked at himself in the water. Alone am I, me and I together. If I went away from me, how unhappy I would be, me and I, oh my, sigh. The trees whispered in the wind, the waterfalls tinkled, and an old hoot owl hooted. Suddenly, a big bullfrog hopped out of the water and sat down on a log beside him.
Ahem. Bug up, lovely evening. Bug up, I said, lovely evening. Clunk, 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 clunk. I said, beautiful evening. Hello, bug up, hello, bug up, hello.
But Tubby just sat.
Oh, well, said the frog. Oh, well, if I'm not wanted.
Oh, cried Tubby, please, Mr. Frog, come back. I didn't mean to be impolite. Back hopped the frog.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to it. No one pays any attention to me either.
Really? Said Tubby.
Why, of course. Every night I sit here and sing my heart out, but does anyone listen? No.
Can you sing? Asked Tubby.
Can I sing? Listen.
Lovely, said Tubby.
You try it, said the frog.
Oh, thank you, said Tubby.
Say, you're a very fine tuba. Do you know it? Tubby, you should try that on your orchestra sometime.
Oh, I will, said Tubby. Goodbye, Mr. Frog. And off went Tubby, as happy could be.
Said the frog. Most appreciative audience I've ever had. Fine musician, that tuba.
Bug up, lovely evening. Bug up, I said, lovely evening. Clunk, 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 clunk. I said, beautiful evening. Hello, bug up, good night. The next day, the orchestra was busy tuning up for the rehearsal and buzzing with excitement over the arrival of the great new conductor, Signor Pizzicato. Tubby practiced his oompa and smiled to himself. Pippo the Piccolo caught his eye. Feeling better? Aha, winked Tubby. Here he comes, called the French horn. Here comes Signor Pizzicato. All right, begin. And Tubby began to play his own little melody. Oh, that wretched tuba snapped the violins. He'll disgrace us. The trombone stuck out his tongue. And the trumpet snickered. Tubby, said Senior Pizzicato. Tubby, I've never heard a tuba play a melody before. Let's hear the rest of it. Oh, said Tubby. Why, how perfectly wonderful, said the strings. Please, Tubby, may we sing your tune too? How about me, said the xylophone. And me, said the trombone. May I, said the cellist. Here I come, said Peepo. And they all played. We've done it, haven't we, Tubby? It was the bullfrog sitting right beside him. We have our points too, don't we? Oh, thought Tubby, how happy I am.
The kereru is an awesome bird, and this song's called Kereru by Levity Beat.
An old woman was walking slowly through the park. She crossed the grass and walked under a big totara tree. There was a brisk breeze blowing, and she had a hat pulled down tight over her ears. In the top of the totara tree perched three kereru. The biggest was Karaka.
Watch this, said Karaka. I'm gonna flick that hat off the old woman's head. What a cheeky bird.
Down swooped Karaka. He flicked with his wings, he grabbed with his claws, he pecked with his beak. But just as he was about to get the old woman's hat, she leapt up and plucked a long feather from Karaka's tail.
Owee! Squawk!
Cried Karaka and flew back to the top of the tree.
The other two kereru laughed and laughed while the old woman began to speak.
One kereru feather from a kereru's bot. One kereru feather from that sensitive spot. Put it in my hat and we shall see what will happen when one becomes three.
One becomes three? What is she talking about? The kereru said to each other.
Totara, the middle-sized bird, stepped up next.
Hey, watch this, said Totara. I'll show you how to do it. Totara swooped down. She flicked with her wings, she grabbed with her claws, she pecked with her beak. But just as she was about to get the hat, the old woman leapt into the air again and plucked a long tail feather from Totara's tail.
Owee, squawk!
Cried Totara, and she flew back to the top of the tree.
The other two birds laughed and laughed while the old woman began to speak.
Another kereru feather from a kereru's bot. Another kereru feather from that sensitive spot. Put it in my hat and we shall see what will happen when two become three.
Two become three? What is she talking about? Said the kereru. All right, you two, said Korfai, the smallest kereru. I'll show you how it's done. Down swooped Korfai. She flicked with her wings, she grabbed with her claws, and she pecked with her beak. But just as she was about to get the hat, the old woman leapt into the air and plucked a long tail feather from Corfi's tail.
"Owee! Squawk!"
cried Corfi, and she flew back to the top of the tree.
"Three kereru feathers from a kereru's bot. Three kereru feathers from that sensitive spot. Put them in my hat, and you shall see that I can fly as high as can be."
The old woman stretched out her arms, and they became wings. She stretched out her legs, and they grew strong claws. She stretched up her neck, and her nose became a beak. She leapt into the air, flapped her wings, and took to the sky, singing,
"Kereru, kereru, up in the sky. Kereru, kereru, way up high. Swooping down low, swooping down low. Tickling the treetops, here we go. Kereru, 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 up in the sky. Kereru, kereru, way up high. Swooping down low, swooping down low. Tickling the treetops, here we go. Kereru, kereru. Sitting up in the tree. Singing to me likes a ripe berry. Oh, 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 singing to me.
Coming along to the Kids Mix with Kath B on Fresh FM. Here's a song I used to love to sing when I was little. It's from the movie Pinocchio, and it's called Zippity Doodah.
Jump right out of it, zippity doodah, zippity a. My oh my, what a wonderful day! Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity doodah. Zippity-yay, Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the way. Zippity-doo-dah,
zippity-doo-dah. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Zoom, 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 it is the truth. It's actual. Huh? Why
is that bluebird? Everything is satisfaction. Zip-a-dee-ay. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day.
Our story today is by Louise, and it's called The Big Shift.
The Big Shift. Lenny and Amber were twins and watched as a big van came up their driveway. Two men got out and went into the house. They stopped to talk to Mum and Dad and then began bringing furniture out and loading it into the van. Milo watched from his hiding place under the hedge. He was wary of strangers on his territory, but while Lenny and Amber were there, he felt safe. He was Lenny's special pet cat. The men went in and out of the house several times. The twins gathered up their books and toys and helped Mum and Dad carry things as their beds and desks and familiar belongings disappeared into the van. Mum and Dad brought out cartons full of household goods and put them in the van with the furniture. Soon the house was empty. The men closed the van doors and drove away. The house was cold and empty. It didn't look like their home anymore. The rooms looked large and bare. Milo poked his head in the door and didn't like what he saw. He couldn't understand what had happened to his home. It felt strange. He rushed outside and hid in the bushes again. "It's not my home anymore without our things," Amber said as she walked around from room to room. Dad patted her on the shoulder. "Our new home will be much nicer," he said. "You will love it." Mum was busy closing windows and doors. "Come on," she said, "let's get going." "Where's Milo?" Lenny went outside and looked around. "Milo! Milo!" he called. He couldn't see him anywhere. They all came to look. They looked in the garden, under the hedge, behind the fence, but Milo was nowhere to be seen. They called and called. "We'll have to go," Dad said, "if we want to get to our new house before dark. We'll come back tomorrow and look for him, but we have to go now." It took an hour to get to their new house, and by the time they set up beds and had fish and chips for tea, it was dark. "Milo will be cold and frightened," Lenny moaned. "He always sleeps on my bed." The next morning they went back to their old house and found Milo wandering around in the garden looking lost. Lenny picked him up and held him close. "We have a new house now," he told him. "You will like it." Milo cuddled up on Lenny's warm knee in the car. It had been a cold night under the hedge, with frightening strange night noises, and he was hungry. When they reached the new house, Lenny put Milo inside and shut the door so he couldn't run away. He wandered from room to room, sniffing the new scents. Most things were still in boxes. Nothing was familiar. Everyone helped unpack boxes, but when they went out to bring things in from the car, Milo shot out of the door. By the time he was missed, he was a long way away. He wanted to go back to the home he knew. The family rushed around looking for him, but once more he had disappeared. Dad rang the neighbour by their old house and asked her to ring if she saw Milo. Lenny and Amber were upset. Dad said he would probably go back to the old house. "He won't know the way," Lenny cried. "It's a long way." He worried that his pet would be cold and hungry and lonely. Mum put an advertisement in the paper, but no one replied. Several days went by, and then one evening there was a phone call from the neighbour by their old house. "A tired, scraggy cat has turned up," she told Dad. "I think it could be your Milo, but he doesn't look like he used to. We'll be right over," Dad said. They drove over to see their neighbour. She had taken the cat inside and given him a large plate of meat, which he gobbled hungrily. Then he wandered round the house crying as if he was looking for something. "I think he wants to go next door," the neighbour said. "But I've closed the door so he can't get out. There are new people there and he would feel strange." Lenny picked him up and cuddled him. Amber patted him and talked softly to him. And once more they took him in the car. By now they had unpacked all their boxes and the new house looked like home. Milo sniffed around. This time he recognised familiar scents. The furniture was the same, and even his own feed bowl was on the kitchen floor. Amber put Milo's special cushion on the couch. The cushion was familiar. The couch was the same. Everything was the same. Milo curled up on his favourite cushion and went to sleep. That night he slept on Lenny's bed as he used to. He was home.
I'm glad you could join me here on Fresh FM's The Kids Mix. The next song is by me, and it's a good song for warming up. So stand up, etu, and get ready to shake, shake, shake your bodies.
We're gonna warm up, warm up. We're gonna shake, shake, shake our bodies. We're gonna warm up, warm up. We're gonna wiggle our fingers and wiggle our toes. Run on the spot, get your legs going. Lift your knees up high. See if you can touch your knee on your chin. Keep going. Up to the sky, get on tiptoes. We're gonna warm up, warm up. We're gonna shake, shake, shake our bodies. We're gonna warm up, warm up. We're gonna wiggle our fingers and wiggle our toes. Do some star jumps, get your legs and arms going out, in, out, in. Bend down and touch the floor. Big stretch down the back of your legs. Grab a friend and do some hip bumps. Bump your hip on their hip. I like them, let's do some more. Bump, bump, bump. We're gonna warm up, warm up. We're gonna shake, shake, shake our bodies. We're gonna warm up, warm up. We're gonna wiggle our fingers and wiggle our toes. It's always good.
When it's time to tidy up, do you like tidying up? Well, maybe next time you could put this song on and tidy up to it.
Tidy up time, put the toys away. Who knows what goes where? When everybody
This next story is by Jill Murphy, and it's called Peace at Last. And now it's time for a story read by me, Kath B, on the Kids Mix on Fresh FM. This story's called Peace at Last, and it's by Jill Murphy. I used to read this story to my little girl, Shan, when she was little. The hour was late. Mr. Bear was tired, Mrs. Bear was tired, and Baby Bear was tired. So they all went to bed. Mrs. Bear fell asleep. Mr. Bear didn't. Mrs. Bear began to snore. Went Mrs. Bear. Oh no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he got up and went to sleep in Baby Bear's room. Baby Bear was not asleep either. He was lying in bed pretending to be an aeroplane. Meow, went Baby Bear. Meow, meow. Oh no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he got up and went to sleep in the living room. Went the living room clock. Tick tock, tick tock. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Oh no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he went off to sleep in the kitchen. Drip, drip, went the leaky kitchen tap. Went the refrigerator. Oh no, said Mr. Bear. I can't stand this. So he got up and went to sleep in the garden. Well, you would not believe what noises there are in the garden at night. Twit-to-woo, twit-to-woo, went the owl. Went the hedgehog. Meow, sang the cats on the wall. Oh no, said Mr. Bear, I can't stand this. So he went off to sleep in the car. It was cold in the car and uncomfortable, but Mr. Bear was so tired that he didn't notice. He was just falling asleep when all the birds started to sing and the sun peeped in at the window. Tweet, 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 went the birds. Shine, shine, went the sun. Oh no, said Mr. Bear, I can't stand this. So he got up and went back into the house. In the house, Baby Bear was fast asleep and Mrs. Bear had turned over and wasn't snoring anymore. Mr. Bear got into bed and closed his eyes. Peace at last, he said to himself. Brrrr, went the alarm clock. Brrrr. Mrs. Bear sat up and rubbed her eyes. Good morning, dear, she said. Did you sleep well? Not very well, dear, yawned Mr. Bear. Never mind, said Mrs. Bear, I'll bring you a nice cup of tea. And she did. And that's the end. If you've just tuned in, welcome. It's Kath B's Kids Mix.
Uh-oh. I'm only saying that because that's the next song up.
There was a glass of milk sitting in the fridge, and she thought that she could reach it if she stretched up high on tippy-tippy toe. And did you know she did, she did, she did. She got it. Uh-oh, she dropped it on the floor. Need I tell you more? Take a little guess. Yes, there was a big mess. Very soon her mum saw what she had done. She looked her in the eye and gave a big sigh. You're only very small, not very tall. The golden rule is a glass that's full is easy to spill, and you definitely will if you reach too high. So just don't try, and there'll be no how or why or
It's Kath B on Fresh FM. I bet you already know this story. It's The Gruffalo by Julia Donaldson.
The Gruffalo by Julia Donaldson. Illustrations by Alex Scheffler. Narrated by Pad. A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have lunch at my underground house.
That's terribly kind of you, fox, but no, I'm going to have tea with a gruffalo.
A gruffalo? What's a gruffalo?
A gruffalo? Why, didn't you know? He has terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws.
Where are you meeting him?
Here, by these rocks. And his favourite food is roasted fox.
Roasted fox? I'm off,
fox said.
Goodbye, little mouse.
And away he sped.
Silly old fox. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a gruffalo.
On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood. An owl saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good.
Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come and have tea in my treetop house.
It's frightfully nice of you, owl, but no, I'm going to have tea with a gruffalo.
A gruffalo? What's a gruffalo?
A gruffalo? Why, didn't you know? He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose.
Where are you meeting him?
Here, by this stream.
And his favourite food is owl ice cream.
Oh, owl ice cream! Twit-to-woo! Goodbye, little mouse! And away Owl flew.
Silly old owl. Doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a Gruffalo. On went the mouse through the deep, dark wood. A snake saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. Where are you going to, little brown mouse? Come for a feast at my log pile house.
It's wonderfully good of you, Snake, but no, I'm having a feast with a Gruffalo.
A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?
A Gruffalo? Why, didn't you know?
His eyes are orange, his tongue is black, and he has purple prickles all over his back. Where are you meeting him?
Here, by this lake. And his favourite food is scrambled snake.
Scrambled snake? It's time I hid. Goodbye, little mouse. And away Snake slid.
Silly old Snake, doesn't he know? There's no such thing as a Gruffalo.
Oh, but who is this creature with terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws? He has knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart at the end of his nose. His eyes are orange, his tongue is black, and he has purple prickles all over his back. Oh, help! Oh, no! It's a Gruffalo!
My favourite food, the Gruffalo said. You taste good on a slice of bread.
Good, said the mouse. Don't call me good. I'm the scariest creature in the wood. Just walk behind me, and soon you'll see everyone's afraid of me.
All right, said the Gruffalo, bursting with laughter. You go ahead. I'll follow after.
They walked and walked until the Gruffalo said,
I hear a hiss in the leaves ahead.
It's Snake, said the mouse. Why, Snake, hello.
Snake took one look at the Gruffalo.
Oh, crumbs, he said. Goodbye, little mouse.
And off he slid to his log pile house.
You see, said the mouse. I told you so.
Amazing, said the Gruffalo.
And they walked some more till the Gruffalo said,
I hear a hoot in the trees ahead.
It's Owl, said the mouse. Why, Owl, hello.
Owl took one look at the Gruffalo.
Oh dear, he said. Goodbye, little mouse.
And off he flew to his treetop house.
You see, said the mouse, I told you so.
Astounding, said the Gruffalo.
They walked some more till the Gruffalo said,
I can hear feet on the path ahead.
It's Fox, said the mouse. Why, Fox, hello.
Fox took one look at the Gruffalo.
Oh, help, he said. Goodbye, little mouse.
And off he ran to his underground house.
Well, Gruffalo, said the mouse, you see, everyone's afraid of me. But now my tummy's beginning to rumble. My favourite food is Gruffalo Crumble.
Gruffalo Crumble,
the Gruffalo said, and quick as the wind, he turned and fled. All was quiet in the deep, dark wood. The mouse found a nut, and the nut was good.
Thank you. noise.
Drum roll, please. It's time for the reveal of what's that noise. Here it is, one more time. Did you have a guess? What did you think? Well, I'm about to tell you. It was quite hard today. That was a funny noise, wasn't it? That was actually a toy dog that made a barking sound. However, it didn't really sound much like a bark. Thanks for guessing. And don't forget, next week we'll have a new noise. In fact, every week we'll have a new noise. Hooray!
What's that noise?
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show. First broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.